Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking before Lieutenant Governor joined us about this harrowing time in this nation, and people on the right side, and I don't mean literally right, but on the conservative side or Republican side of things, have really put this nation in a position where you either are going to have to come forward and challenge people that you love, may even be in your own bloodlines, you know, your fellow countrymen, maybe even at one point in time, someone that you were in war with, may even be your wife or your husband, your own children, your pastor. There is a segment of this population that is so far out of touch and so angry and so hateful and really have lost consciousness with what is right and what is wrong and have made the decision that we are going to do whatever is necessary to make sure that what we say stands in this country. And that's those people who call themselves Republicans, who call themselves conservatives. You notice you don't hear them calling as much anymore because even they see what is taking place in those hearings. And I mean, they're human, you know, after all. And they know what they see and what took place should have been criminal. And these are people who claim to love this nation. You know, well, we're not all bad. Well, you saw what I saw and what the world saw. And you say we're not all that bad. Well, if you're not speaking out in opposition, let's listen to some conservative foolishness this morning on the radio as I was preparing for the show. And they wanted to talk about Black Lives Matter. And they wanted to talk about the crime that goes on. Never mind. Didn't mention Ron Johnson once. Didn't mention the hearings once. They want to change the conversation, because they can't have a conversation with you or anybody else who doesn't agree with them and their thoughts, because there's no way they can make truth out of what took place. What took place was a visible lie. You saw it with your eyes, and they saw it with their eyes. And so there's no way to defend that. Well, the Confederate flag flying in the Capitol Rotunda, the Confederate flag. As many people fought, bled, and died to defeat that. And again, these snakes, sniveling cowards, showed up and brandished those flags inside of the Capitol Rotunda, as if it was theirs, as if the Civil War never took place. You know, this is who they are. And unfortunately, and I know it's hard, they're your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your uncles, your cousins, your friends. That's who they are. The fellow Americans who have been brainwashed, who have let their guards down. And I know many of you say that's not who my loved one was. But they've fallen under the spell of an evil and hateful group of people whose major plan and master plan is to control this country and to control you and I and our families and the future of this nation. And even a sinister thought to even control the world. That's what these people are. They've organized on city, county, state levels, national levels, and a day of reckoning is coming. Doesn't matter whether they want to hide and act as though this is something that is going to pass. It's not going to pass. And there's going to be a time when this battle is going to have to be fought. And I'm not advocating for, you know, there to be some physical involvement. The people who are advocating for that are these lunatics on the right. They're the ones who are heavily armed. They're the ones running around with bulletproof vests and in military attire, not people on the other side. And so that's where this nation is. That's where it's headed. The question becomes, which side are you on? The nation is divided. She's going to stay divided. And no house divided amongst itself will survive. We're there. Nobody's making it up. You got to make some firm decisions about what side you're going to be on. I've already made my decision. I'm on the side of what's right. Be it Democrat or Republican, I'm on the side of what's right. It just so happens that the majority of the people on the side of Republicans and conservatives are on the side of what's wrong. Let's just call that for what it is. And stop listening to them trying to squirm their way out of what you see with your own eyes of what took place on January 6th. Listen, lock them up. That's what they deserve. Lock them up. Got to go to a break. Our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.